stop it, Charge. I mean, well,
here
stop
we go.
What?
First interview is joining us. Can we have Covenant Collapse for veteran safety Michael Griffin, ladies and gentlemen? Longtime member of the Tennessee Titans, now part of the Minnesota Vikings Covenant. Michael, Paul Allen, I call Vikings games on the radio.
Hi, Michael.
Paul Charchi and LeagueSafe.com. Even though you've never flown on any flights with us or anything, or, you know, you've like, this is your first year in the mix, that young lady right there, Veronica Rodriguez, excellent technical guidance for the Vikings Radio Network. It's her final day with us.
Oh, yeah, man.
So you have to have extensive, fond Veronica Rodriguez memories.
Gotcha.
Right. Welcome to Minnesota.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you worked with Jerry Gray for some period of time before, right?
So, I did. He was our defensive coordinator out in Tennessee for a few years.
Yeah, right. So there's got to be some continuity for you, I assume, or is that not the case?
Zimmer
does things really differently than a lot of other teams. So is there continuity here with your secondary coach, Jerry Gray?
Nah, I mean, really, I think, you know, everybody has a fair shot. You know, everybody, he's coaching everybody the same. There's no favoritism, and you can't do nothing but respect that.
Michael, you being a first-round pick in 2007, you have 25 interceptions during your career, regular season interceptions during your career. I'm going to ask you a Michael Griffin-related trivia question. You okay with that?
Go ahead.
Of all of your interceptions, now granted you played in the AFC, of all of your interceptions, Mr. Griffin, only two of them have taken place from the arms of NFC quarterbacks. NFC quarterbacks, two of the interceptions. Do you remember who they were, Mr. Griffin?
Cobb from Philadelphia.
Kevin Cobb.
Wow, that's good.
October 24th of 2010. And that was your second.
And Tony Romo.
Covenant Collapse. How about that?
There you go.
Michael Griffin just boom, just went bam, bam.
Back-to-back games.
Yeah, that was good.
Back-to-back games. How about that?
How's training camp going for you?
It's going good. You know, it's a lot of learning, you know, learning different ways and different techniques and whatnot on how they do things here. But it's going well for me. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, just figure out how to do everything and just try to put it in full speed.
What are your early impressions on how Mike Zimmer executes a defense?
Oh, man. You know what? I can't quite figure him out. You know, he keeps the same face, you know, constantly. You can't tell whether or not he's joking or I can't figure him out. So I kind of just try to stay quiet when I'm around him.
This is, you know, safeties, everybody tells us safeties have run differently here in Minnesota and that there isn't like a pure, like, you know, free safety or strong safety that they'll play, you know, short side of the field versus the wide side of the field and some other things. Can you give me a sense of how different it is to be in a play safety here compared to what you're used to in the various teams you had in Tennessee?
Technically, I mean, in Tennessee, I was labeled the free safety, but actually within our defense, I was the strong safety. I was the one who stayed near the line of scrimmage and whatnot and made a lot of the calls and things and that different checks and stuff. So it's pretty much the same here. You know, it may say strong, may say free or whatnot, but you got to know what both sides are doing because, you know, when motions or things like that happen, you got to know what's going on both sides of the field. So here you just got to know more what's going on compared to in the past. It's just saying, you know, this is what you're doing on each play. And here is just, you got to know what both sides are doing at all times.
All right.
Do you have a preference for playing up near the line, being responsible from our tackling, or would you rather be a roamer that's back and trying to ball hawk and cover, you know, do more coverage? Do you have a preference?
You know, in this situation, you got Harrison Smith, so you just got to do whatever he doesn't want to do. So, you know, I think that's the smart answer being here is whatever he doesn't want to do.
Is what you want to do.
You go do, yes. Do what he doesn't want to do.
Well, give us a sense of how good he is. I mean, can you already tell that he's a special player? We know it here, but can you already tell that?
Oh, most definitely. No, he's a great athlete. He's surpassed my expectations. He's the most humblest guy I've ever seen, especially in, you know, in this position that he's in, being, you know, so well known and one of the best safeties in the league. And again, I mean, he's a good player, and he's still got a lot more in the tank that he can just be able to produce out there on the field.
So you're saying he's different than a certain corner with whom you played in Tennessee, Cortland Finnegan?
Oh no, that's my man.
I love Cortland.
That's my brother. Hey, you know what? Believe it or not, for his defense, on the field, he's the exact opposite off the field.
Really?
You're talking about
really?
a very giving guy. A foundation that, you know, he constantly is working with and he's great in the community.
But he is a trash talker on the field.
That's his game plan.
Right.
That's his game plan. You know, I'm
a fan.
You know, he's kind of like a, what do you, like that little pest, something that just doesn't, you know, he just wants to get in your, that's his whole game. He
like
goes in the game and, you know, but believe it or not, though, he changed. You know, if you watch last year when Carolina played against the Giants, Odell Beckham got a cheap shot on him and he did not retaliate. And I told him I was very surprised that he, and he told me he's too old for that now. So he's a different guy now.
Michael, when you played safety behind Courtland Finnegan and you guys were like playing the Carolina Panthers and he was opposite Steve Smith, I mean, did you have trouble focusing on what you were supposed to do because the exchange between those two must have been unbelievable.
You know what? My rookie, I can name so many different stories from him and him and D. Mason when he played him and Andre Johnson. Of course, everybody knows that one. Him and Steve Smith. And it's a quiet Roddy White. It was a lot of receivers that, you know, they got a little ugly when, you know, they got to get played against each other. But the one thing that Courtland always did, I mean, he left it on the field. And when off the field, I mean, he was the nicest guy, the coolest guy ever.
While we're talking about Tennessee, you got to see a lot of Marcus Mariota up close and personal. Mm-hmm. What kind of quarterback do you think he's going to develop into?
It's hard to tell because, you know, last year, you know, he had a couple of injuries and whatnot. And you see at this point they added a couple of receivers, some two new running backs, and even added some offensive linemen. So they brought all the help that you could possibly give a quarterback. So right now, I guess, just see what he can do, what he can make of it. But I think it's still hard to tell because last year, everybody's, you know, we won 3 games.
Right.
And then 2 games the year before. So with his help, we won one extra game. So, you know, Tennessee, Tennessee did a lot to
that's beautifully explained.
You know, 5 games in 2 years is kind of rough. Yeah.
That's got to be hard.
Yes, that's a bet. Yeah. You wouldn't want to bet on us.
No.
But, I mean, he's a great guy. You know, great guy. The sky's the limit for him. Is all about, you know, where he takes it. But, I mean, right now I'm here in Minnesota, and the only thing right now I can talk about is Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
He's a good quarterback, and he surpassed my expectations. You know, you look at the statistics and things of that nature going in games, not having so many passing yards, but out here he can make all the throws. He makes a lot of right decisions. He can move around in the pocket. He can run. He can do it all. So right now, you know, his limit for him is up there. You know, he can be a real good quarterback in this league.
Michael, last one, potentially weird question that might not have an answer. When you came into the game from Texas in 07, Steve McNair had just left the Tennessee Titans, went to the Baltimore Ravens. So you didn't get a chance to play with him in Tennessee. But what the late Steve McNair, what type of impression or, like, lasting impression did he leave on that franchise in that football market?
You know what? It's hard to tell because I never actually physically, you know, met him.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can just tell how the fans embraced him. You know, the stories that you heard in the locker room from how he was a guy that just never backed down from anything. He was a guy that played through a lot of injuries and things. The stories they tell us about, you know, all week he probably couldn't even walk. They had to wheelchair him into the training room, but come game day, he did whatever he had to do to be able to get out there on the field and get the job done. So he left a lot of great stories behind that all his, you know, former teammates wouldn't have had nothing but positive things to say about him. And unfortunately, you know, he passed away at an early age, and you know, he left behind his boys that I got to meet and got to hang out with them a couple of times and joke with them here and there. But again, he was a great guy from my understanding, and to the organization, he meant a lot to the organization. And all you can do is just, you know, wish his family well.
Michael, best of luck. You've had a fantastic career.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Great
meeting you, okay? Michael Griffin.